thousands of pickup trucks are parked waiting for parts. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 4th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. What else besides cars and trucks are we running short of? We've got a list. Lots of money is being poured into stocks, and that's a good thing, right? Hang on. Bitcoin versus Ethereum. It is a story. Stocks finished mixed today after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen stoked some rate fears. A Vermont man is in hot water. Think fraud and alpacas. Don't really. We've got the Wall Street Report and some news from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, may the 4th be with you. Well, we couldn't be the only person not to say that today, right? Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's a sight that's the reality of the times. Thousands of pickup trucks partially built and waiting for parts. USA Today is reporting that right now, today, at the Kentucky Ford Assembly Plant in Louisville, there are hundreds of parked Super Duty Ford pickups sitting, waiting for semiconductor chips. A Ford spokesperson told the Detroit Free Press that Ford will build and hold the vehicles for a number of weeks and then ship the vehicles to dealers once the modules are available and comprehensive quality checks are complete. But it's not just Ford. It's every U.S. manufacturer out there, and experts say it may get worse before it gets better. Meanwhile, lost vehicle production is catching the eye of Wall Street. Projected lost vehicle production for Ford amounts to 363,000 vehicles. GM will lose out on 327,000 vehicles. Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi is projected to lose 284,000 vehicles, and those three are not alone. The overall projected number, get this, of vehicles lost for this year is an astounding 1.5 million cars and trucks. Semiconductors. So you say you can't find chicken wings, diapers, or a new car? Well, we got a list of all the shortages hitting the reopening economy. It's all been compiled by Business Insider. Now, we just told you about computer chips in vehicles, but as you know, they also go into phones, iPads, and a whole bunch more. Used cars and rental trucks are scarce. Not only are there fewer of them, but the prices are going up. Think supply and demand. Industry experts also say we'll be experiencing a gas shortage this summer. Already, prices have climbed by 22.5% since last year, and again, supply and demand will come to roost. While some may think this is a good thing, it looks like plastic might get scarce. Why? Well, the storms across Texas slowed production, and those plants are not fully ramped up. A lack of drivers is going to continue to impact trucking and shipping and supply chain management. Already in short supply, homes and vacation homes are disappearing, and home prices are rising the fastest they have in 15 years. And we mentioned this one before. Lumber is not only scarce, but also getting more expensive. According to an April analysis from the National Association of Home Builders, soaring lumber prices added $36,000 to the cost of a new home. There's toilet paper, tampons, furniture, even chicken wings are in short supply. So too are bacon, hot dogs, imported food, corn, and chlorine for your pool, also in short supply and higher prices, if you can find it. That's our list. Reports are that tons of cash is being poured into stocks. And one would think that's a good thing, right? Not so fast. MarketWatch is reporting that fund flows are a contrarian indicator. The U.S. stock market in the past has performed better when there's been a net outflow of cash. For example, the years 2010 to 2020 were extremely strong for U.S. stocks. Yet over this time period, U.S. stock funds experienced a net outflow of $741 billion. Well, this year, we're seeing a major reversal of this longer-term trend. For the first 4 months of this year, according to TrimTabs, U.S. equity funds have received net inflows of $142 billion. Now, if this pace were to continue for the full year, there would be $427 billion worth of net inflows in 2021. That's retracting more than half the total outflow from 2010 through 2020, a 10-year period of time, in just 1 year. Some experts are now predicting this could be bad for stocks. Could be. Stay tuned. Well, how is this for a headline you were not expecting? CNN is reporting that the world's second most valuable cryptocurrency has soared even more than Bitcoin this year. Ether prices are now hovering around $3,400. That's more than a 350% gain this year. Meanwhile, Bitcoin prices have risen a mere 90% by way of comparison. In the past week alone, Ether is up a staggering 30% while Bitcoin is flat. And that has raised some concerns that Ether has risen too far too fast, just like Bitcoin did in 2017, before plunging spectacularly in 2018. So why has Ethereum, which now has a combined market value of almost $400 billion for all of its coins in circulation, taken off lately? Well, Ether is the main currency of choice used to purchase non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, the digital assets that have become increasingly popular in the art and sports collectibles world. You know, someday we'll have to discuss and have a class on NFTs, maybe, right? Stocks finished today with shares of tech giants remaining under pressure as investors rotated to higher-yielding value stocks and sectors poised to benefit from an economy's recovery. The Street is reporting that losses sharpened today after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was quoted as saying that big spending plans by the U.S. government could mean, quote, interest rates will have to raise a little bit to make sure our economy doesn't overheat, end quote. And then she added this, quote, it could cause some very modest increases in interest rates, end quote. Well, that was all that investors needed to hear, and the NASDAQ plunged while the Dow eked out a small gain. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. A man in Vermont is being accused by the federal government of defrauding COVID-19 funds to buy a, wait for it, an alpaca farm. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Dana L. McIntyre, 57, of Grafton, Vermont, was charged in a criminal complaint with one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. McIntyre is the former owner of Rasta Pasta Pizzeria in Beverly, Massachusetts. You got to give him points for the name, right? Rasta Pasta Pizzeria. That's pretty cool. In April of 2020, McIntyre submitted a fraudulent application for a Paycheck Protection Program loan for more than $660,000 through a Small Business Administration-approved lender. In the application, McIntyre inflated information about the pizzeria's employees and payroll expenses and falsified an official tax form in an effort to qualify the business for a larger loan amount. McIntyre claimed the pizzeria had about 50 employees, but records show the business had fewer than 10 paid employees at any given time. After receiving a loan for more than $660,000, McIntyre sold the pizzeria and used nearly all the funds for personal expenses, including to purchase and upgrade a farm in Vermont, as well as to buy several alpacas, at least two vehicles, and weekly airtime for a cryptocurrency-themed radio show, among other expenses. And yeah, court action is to follow. Stocks finished the day mixed as the Dow came back from being down by as much as 276 points to finish the day up by just 19 points to close at 34,133. The S&P 500 sank by 28 points to settle at 4164, but it was the NASDAQ that took a bath, falling by 261 points to end the trade at 13,633. The NASDAQ was stung by declines in shares of semiconductor companies, along with big tech stocks like Apple, Facebook, and Alphabet. The markets had been hovering at near record levels on solid economic data, but today, investors took profits and redirected their inputs. And finally, there is this. Billboard is reporting that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are the latest pop musical act to auction off the rights to their song catalog, raking in more than $140 million from the rights group Hypnosis Songs. The seminal alternative rock act has a deep bench of marketable songs, including Under the Bridge, Scar Tissue, and Californication. As touring slows down and uncertainty grips the industry amid the pandemic, a slew of nostalgic acts like Bob Dylan, Barry Manilow, Blondie, and Stevie Nicks have also recently sold the rights to their catalogs. Now you know. And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us for today's business news headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodland of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.